There are other heart muscle diseases that we call hypertrophic cardiomyopathies, which are hypertrophy means an increase in heart mass, heart muscle. And these may, again, be reflections of high blood pressure. They may be indirectly related to diabetes. They can also be caused by a genetic defect where there is an abnormal and unusually large growth of muscle out of proportion to the needs of the body. It may be symmetric or asymmetric, that is, it may involve all of the heart or a portion of the heart. And based on the growth of that muscle, it may either obstruct its own operation, that is to say, that if you have an excess amount of heart muscle, it grows into the cavity of the heart where normally blood would fill. And as the heart contracts, the flow of blood leaving the heart may actually be interrupted by the bulk of the muscle that has grown into that chamber. So in a sense, too much of a good thing is not always a good thing. An analogy I give to patients is if you were a weightlifter and your biceps built to the point where you could not literally reach over and touch your shoulder because it interfered, you'd have a tremendously powerful arm, but you'd be physically unable to actually touch your shoulder, scratch your shoulder, or do some of the normal daily activities that we enjoy doing. Or if you were allergic to bees and one landed on your shoulder, you'd be unable to reach and swat it away.